And in a moment, we'll talk about the conference happening now, by the way, in downtown Jacksonville.
Yep.
What is Naked on the Bench all about?
Well, it's a memoir about my travels and my journey as a concert pianist. And I've been touring this huge country of ours now for many years and have had many adventures on and off the bench that I thought I would share.
And you'll be speaking at this. Oh, you already did speak.
Last night I did the keynote performance for about 1,300 music therapists here in downtown Jacksonville for the conference.
People might not realize that there's a very strong music therapy community in Florida. This conference is called Voices of the Sea.
Yeah, it's nice.
Music therapy in Florida. Interesting. And let's talk about the clinical and evidence-based use of music to treat a variety of conditions. This is fascinating. The old saying is that music will soothe the savage beast.
Well, that's right.
It does a lot more than that.
It absolutely does. And now it is, I think a lot of this is instinctual. But what's wonderful is now all this scientific evidence and research is coming in, showing that music therapy can be used in a variety of applications and situations. As a spokesperson for AMTA, I've worked alongside music therapists and have seen them work with everyone from children with autism to Alzheimer's patients to now veterans with PTSD, cancer patients. I mean, there are so many applications. I've actually never met two therapists that actually do the same exact thing. It's a very individualized approach.
And so it's individualized, yet the outcome tends to be the same, that music actually, it would seem, and correct me if I'm wrong, it has a positive impact on what's happening neurologically in the brain.
Yes, music is, your brain is wired for music. And music is not just in one center of the brain, just like you hear about someone maybe having a stroke and so their speech center is affected. Music is all over your brain. Your brain is really wired for it. So it can help in so many ways. In fact, I mentioned stroke. There are patients that recover faster from their strokes because they are given music therapy. And now it's one of these things that doctors and hospitals and insurance companies absolutely cannot ignore, because patients are recovering faster, requiring less pain medication and shorter hospital stays when music therapy is used.
And you've seen it work in your own family, correct?
I have. My daughter was what you call a micro preemie. She's a miracle kid. She was born 23 weeks, 5 days. So I had her in my 5th month.
Oh, my goodness.
She weighed just under a pound.
Oh, wow.
And she's 15 now and doing great.
How did music therapy help her?
Well, I didn't know anything about music therapy at the time, but I'm a musician and a mommy. And it was my instinct to try to keep things calm and level in a place that was very, very chaotic. And I'm referring to the NICU at the time, 15 years ago, was a very brightly lit, very loud kind of place.
Sure.
So we placed some of my music by her incubator, and nurses noticed that her blood pressure stabilized and her oxygen saturation levels increased.
Did they start doing it for all the other premature babies?
Now they do. But
now
at the time, they were still quite skeptical. But now there's so much research. Dr. Jane Stanley here in Florida actually has spent her entire career documenting and researching the effects of music on the premature infant.
Well, there are sessions being held today at the Hyatt Regency Jacksonville Riverfront and through the weekend. Just looking through the conference schedule, it's amazing the variety of what's happening at this thing.
Yes, it is really incredible. And there are so many students. I met so many students last night. It is a growing profession. So if there are people out there who think about a career in music, and they're very musical, they're very artistic, and they also have a love for maybe helping others or thinking about medicine, here is a career where the two intertwine. And so it's a very exciting time for the growth of this profession.
Again, it is the American Music Therapy Association's annual conference. It's called Voices of the Sea, and it's happening right now at the downtown Hyatt Regency, happening through November 24th. A fascinating field of study. Thanks so much, Robin, for joining us with your thoughts about
this. Sure, I'm happy. Thanks for having me. And if any of your listeners are interested in learning more about music therapy, there's a wonderful website to start, and that's simply musictherapy.org.
Musictherapy.org. And she is Robin Spielberg, a musician and author of Naked on the Bench, mm-hmm. My Adventures in Piano Land. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.